the 19th of November 2020. My name is Charlie and this is Central Asia Through Africa episode number 2. Today's episode is titled, The Silk Road. A quick message from the sponsors of today's episode. PodBot. Let's face it, buddy. Your content is not the best thing since sliced bread. I mean, all things considered, you make pretty good content. But not a whole lot of people want to take the time out of their day to concentrate on reading your latest political rant or narcissistic personal story. Don't take this the wrong way. Your content is good, but it's not good like a fancy meal in an expensive restaurant. Your content is good like a cheeseburger and soda at a drive-thru. Yes, we consume it. Sometimes there is nothing better around and sometimes we're just bored. Whatever the case may be, we all consume that greasy drive-thru cheeseburger every once in a while because it's fast and convenient. So make your content fast and convenient as well. Help serve your audience with an easy-to-consume audio version of your content. Visit podbot.ai today and convert your written content into a full-length, natural-sounding cheeseburger. Natural podcast. Convert your written content into an easy-to-consume podcast. The Silk Road is an ancient trade route network formally established in the Chinese Han Dynasty, which connected regions of the ancient world for trade between 130 BC and 1453 AD. The term, road network, was coined in 1877 by the Chinese Academy of Sciences, a group of scientists known as the road network, and has become increasingly popular with historians ever since, although it is not a single thoroughfare from east to west. In the United States, Silk Road is a more common and recognized name, as it is associated with the most famous road in the world, the U.S. East Coast. Mesopotamia fell under the Parthian rule after the defeat of Antiochus and thus control of the Silk Road. The later von Richthofen mentions that goods were transported back and forth along the Silk Road, but the name comes from the many different goods that were transported along the road. The Persians extended the Royal Road by a smaller route linking Mesopotamia with Egypt, and the Silk Road route extended to China, India, and Asia Minor. The Kushan Empire, which ruled over areas in what is now northern India, also benefited from trade created by the Silk Road routes. The King's Road stretched across China, the Middle East, Asia Minor, Africa, Europe, and the Asia-Pacific region. When the term Silk Road was first used to describe trade routes in 1877, it was coined in reference to the trade route between China and India and between Persia and China. The name comes from the precious Chinese textiles that flowed through Asia, the Middle East and Europe, as well as from the many other goods that were traded along the route. The Silk Road was one of the most important trade routes in the history of mankind and has been used for about 1,500 years. It consisted of caravans that followed the Silk Road from China through Central Asia to the Persian Empire, then on to Persia and finally to Europe. The steppe favored travel, as several dry areas were bypassed, such as the Gobi, Takla and Makan deserts. During its time, the Silk Road served to broaden people's understanding of the world in which they lived. Illnesses have traveled with them, as the bubonic plague, which is believed to have reached Constantinople on the way, decimated the Byzantine Empire. In the Middle Ages, however, diseases such as malaria, dengue, cholera, typhoid, and tuberculosis traveled along the route, which was reflected in the discovery of gold, silver, copper, gold, and other precious metals, all of which were thought to have made their way through the Silk Road. Closing this Silk Road would force traders to go out to sea to trade, ushering in the Age of Discovery that led to Europe's expansion into Asia, Africa, Asia-Pacific, and America. Its closure would drive Europeans across the ocean to explore and eventually conquer the so-called New World, and beyond. Thus, one can say that the Silk Road laid the foundation for the development of the modern world. A journey along the Silk Road leads through cultures full of tradition, ideas, religion and culture. The Silk Road, also known as the ancient trade route between China and the West, brought good ideas between the two great civilizations of Rome and China. China also received Christianity and Buddhism from India through the Silk Road. The Silk Road was an ancient trade route that connected the Western world with the Middle East and Asia. The Silk Road began in the 7th century BC with the construction of the first bridge over the Yangtze River in China. It was the main trade route between China and the West during the Middle East and Asia periods. Caravan routes stretched west from the Great Wall of China through the Pamir to Afghanistan, the Levant and Anatolia. Horses brought into China contributed to the power of the Mongol Empire, while gunpowder from China changed the nature of war in Europe. Research suggests that the Black Death, which devastated Europe in the late 1340s, probably spread along the Silk Road from Asia. The Age of Discovery led to faster routes from east to west, and the Silk Road had a significant influence on the land through which these routes passed. In addition to silk, a large number of other goods were traded along this route, which played an important role in the development of the Middle East and North Africa, as well as Europe. The network has also been an important link between Asia, Europe, Africa and South America, and parts of it remain a vital route for different cultures. Many of the merchants on the Silk Road were involved in merchandise trading, where the items changed hands many times and traveled through many different countries before reaching their final buyers. Thank you all for joining us again on Central Asia Through Africa. It's been a pleasure. See you next time. PodBot. Let's face it, buddy. Your content is not the best thing since sliced bread. I mean, all things considered, you make pretty good content. But not a whole lot of people want to take the time out of their day to concentrate on reading your latest political rant or narcissistic personal story. Don't take this the wrong way. Your content is good. But it's not good like a fancy meal in an expensive restaurant. Your content is good like a cheeseburger and soda at a drive-thru. Yes, we consume it. Sometimes there is nothing better around and sometimes we're just bored. Whatever the case may be, we all consume that greasy drive-thru cheeseburger every once in a while because it's fast and convenient. So make your content fast and convenient as well. Help serve your audience with an easy-to-consume audio version of your content. Visit podbot.ai today and convert your written content into a full-length, natural-sounding cheeseburger. I mean natural podcast. Convert your written content into an easy-to-consume podcast.